welcome to another installment of the Special Educator Program, Critical Thinking with a Twist. That is our motto here at the Special Educator. I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. This episode is going to be the second installment on energy topics. This one is going to be issues regarding environmental concerns. Well, that was my wheelhouse as an environmental consultant. Before we get going, a little bit of business here as usual. Bottom left of the screen for those of you watching is our contact information. For those of you that have to listen, let me go through it here for you. Read it out. Website. Our website is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. If you want to reach out directly to us at the program, email is host@tsegrp. Again, host@tsegrp. Social media outlets. Facebook and X, we can be found at tsegrp. Again, just tsegrp. On YouTube, we're at TSEDGRP. Again, TSEDGRP. Then on Instagram, it's The Special Educator. Again, The Special Educator for Instagram. Last point of business before we get going. Like usual, everybody looking at the bottom center of the screen will see my animated icons encouraging you to like, follow, subscribe, get notified, ask questions, do some comments, please. Whatever you want to do, as each outlet will permit. Let's get over here. Let's get some music turned off for you. And let's go into the first phase here. So what I did is I looked around for some photos and a few other things to help explain what this is going to be about. Like I said, we're going to be talking about environmental issues. All of the links are here. They will be posted for the blog section. You don't have to worry about it. But I do want to draw your attention up here at the top to this first YouTube video, and I'll bring that up for your viewing here in a moment. But when we get to it, it is a video that kind of covers what I'm talking about in a fairly concise way. I suggest you look at it, but you'll get the idea here in a moment. I'm going to go right over to the browser. This is that video I was referring to, so I'm going to bring this up first because I'll begin end with it. CBS Mornings did this thing about wind blades and solar panels headed for landfills after being replaced. Again, I suggest you look at it. I would say the other stuff I have is just photos and diagrams and things, but this will help along. So let's get right to the first thing. I'm going to pick on wind and solar. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is something called RCRA metals. RCRA is an acronym. It stands for Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. And at this point in time, these particular metals, and I get this right here, in alphabetical order, are deemed quite important to the environment, and these will contaminate the environment quite readily. So, arsenic, barium, cadmium, chromium, lead, mercury, selenium, and silver. Interesting. Each is extremely toxic, and a number of those are very common in electrical grid components. Solar panels, wind turbines, they all have some of this stuff in it. Lead is common in batteries, you know, cadmium and silver, very, very common, actually, in a lot of the electrical wiring, that, I mean, where they put the connectors for solder and for plating. Anyway, I just want to bring this up. This is something that is a major concern when it comes to anything that has a lot of metals to it. I just want to go over why are they called them. This is really something that was enacted by Congress through the EPA to really focus in on these particular metals. Now, we can go on through this and we can talk about all the different metals that they were listed. And that this link will be in there. I'm not going to go through all of this. You can look at this anytime you want. So let's get into some photos. This is a kind of a wide shot of a wind turbine that had been struck by lightning. Now, turns out not only the blade got hit, but the turbine generator up at the top got hit too. As you can see, the blade is smoking there. It's actually caught on fire, and you can also see that the turbine itself has a fire going on. Needless to say, I don't think the black smoke is really good for the environment. But moreover, any hazardous materials that are released as a result of this not only get into the air, next rain, they leach into the ground, or contaminated stuff falls to the ground as a result of this and impacts the soil, surface water, and possibly even the groundwater. So let's get a closer up view of this. I thought this might be a little bit helpful. Not very pretty. So that one wind turbine is all but burned off. And you can see there's really not much left of the generator or turbine, anything. So all of that material that was in there either got burned off or fell to the ground. And this happens, I mean, not all the time, but we have lightning. This does have an issue. I know people complain about birds getting hit and flying into them. That is also a consideration. That's the ecology. Now, let's look at what happens with these wind turbine blades as far as a life cycle. So, we call this cradle to grave. From the time of production, there's land transport, there's shipping, there's more transport and shipping, there's processing, raw materials and recycling of stuff. And I have to be honest with you, a lot of the stuff goes as waste to the landfill. Ready for this photograph? Right there. Ooh, that's not the one I was looking for. Well, I will come back to that with the wind turbines, because let me just show you the solar panels here first. Solar panels and wind turbines end up in a landfill. And I personally want to find the page here. Let's go back here. And I think it's this one. That's it. Let's get back over to the browser here. This is what I really want to show you. Let's get up this next one. There you go. So this image is also going to be covered in the video of something very much like this. They basically just cut up the wind turbine blades and bury them. And they are large. They take up a lot of space. And they don't last forever. And I'm going to tell you, between that and that, I don't know where this is located. And I don't know where this is located. But a lot of that stuff is going to be covered in this video, so I do suggest you go to it. Anyway, bring a little music back in here for you. All right, while we're hanging in here. Once again, I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. Our contact information down here at the bottom left of the screen. And for those of you that are not viewing, I'll just read this out real quick before we're done. Website is tsegrp.org. Email, host@tsegrp.org. Again, host@tsegrp.org. Facebook and X, really simple, TSEGRP. Again, TSEGRP. YouTube is TSEDGRP. Again, TSEDGRP. And Instagram, drew the short straw here, The Special Educator. Gotta spell the whole thing out. So, until next time, I'll be having another video posting. I'm going to try and put out a video one per day on average here moving forward. So, I want to welcome you to the second installment for our education series. And I'll figure out what the next one's going to be. It'll be a surprise. But we'll get it out there. It'll be something interesting regarding anything. All right. Once again, stay safe. Take care. Bye, folks.